Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and a current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 31st, 1932, the irrefutable father of technical and vocational education in Barbados, Augustus Rawl Parkinson, transitioned at his Fairfield Blackrock St. Michael residence after a lengthy illness. Mr. Parkinson, who was a retired principal and lecturer, was 67 years old. According to the Barbados Parish records for the year 1864, Mr. Parkinson was born on May 6th of that year at Messiah Street, St. John, to Thomas Henry Parkinson and Elizabeth Ann Davis. Like many black boys of that era, his humble circumstances denied him a secondary education, but his promise qualified his entry into the pupil-teacher system and the Rawl Training Institute. Mr. Parkinson spent his 47-year-long teaching career at two institutions, the Wesley Hall Boys School and the Rawl Training Institute. His greatest impact was felt, however, at the former institution, which he headed from 1884 until 1926, when he was promoted to the post of Master of Method at the Rawl Training Institute. While at the helm of the Wesley Hall Boys School, he won immense popularity due to his foresight and excellent organizational skills. His exploits there also earned the school a reputation that extended even beyond the boundaries of Barbados and inspired many parents to seek the distinction of Parky Boy for their sons. Profoundly impacted by the educational philosophy and the practice of Booker T. Washington's Tuskegee Institute, Mr. Parkinson's 1912 visit to that institution inspired him to add the training of the head, heart, and hand to the existing curriculum. To this end, classes were conducted in carpentry, printing, shoemaking, brush making, and music at the Wesley Hall Boys School. Though many prominent Barbadians, like trade unionist and national hero, the Right Excellent Sir Frank Leslie Walcott and noted historian Hilton Augustus Vaughan came under the tutelage of Mr. Parkinson and benefited from his innovative instruction, some did not approve of it. He became the target of abuse for some plantation owners who viewed his education reform program as a threat to their material and social being. But Mr. Parkinson, who was robust in constitution and strong in his convictions, and who was also supported by Inspector of Schools, the Reverend J.R. Nichols, remained steadfast in his efforts. As a result of his relentless dedication to education reform and national development in Barbados, this respected educationalist was elevated to the Order of the British Empire in June 1928. Mr. Parkinson was also honored posthumously when the Pine Modern School and a stream at the Wesley Hall Junior School were renamed in his honor in 1966 and 2025, respectively.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.